This is Bouncing Back, a conversation about overcoming life's biggest hurdles, all from the perspective of those who have lost the game, but won in the end. And now, your host, Joe Hood.
Hello. Today, I'm talking to Rob Sestrino, who Jeff Probst said was the smartest player to never win Survivor. In fact, Rob didn't win Survivor twice, once as a regular player and once as an all-star. Since then, Rob has bounced back and become a multi-award-winning podcaster. I talked to Rob about that journey and started by asking him about his biggest public failure, losing Survivor.
You know, that I've never had the Survivor experience described to me as my big public failure, but not untrue.
What have people described it to you as? Have people asked you about it? What have they said?
So I played Survivor twice. The first time I played, I got very close to the end and I came in third place. But I never looked at that as a failure. I looked at it as I was a guy in my parents' basement to being on a TV show and, you know, getting to, you know, live my dream of going to go play Survivor. And so, yeah, I didn't win, but I never really convinced myself that that was like a realistic possibility that I was going to win $1 million playing on a game show. It was actually the second time that I played when I was going back where it was like, okay, this is the sequel. This is the time I'm going to go out there and now I'm going to win and all these great things are going to happen for me. And that was, you know, the big public defeat, where then I was at a loss, and I did, you know, deal with being depressed after that, because I thought, you know, I had a plan of how everything was going to go after that. And now all of a sudden, like, I was a early boot on a season of Survivor, and it was like very clear, like, okay, we're done with you. You can go back to whatever you were doing before Survivor.
How long did it take to overcome that depression?
Well, I think that, and I don't want to minimize, you know, depression, that, you know, I was really like sort of at a loss. And so I, you know, didn't suffer from any sort of like a clinical depression, but I was like, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And then at the point where I, you know, had a different opportunity open up, then it was like, okay, well, now I'm very excited about this other thing. And so I, you know, found a little bit of, you know, a purpose again, that I was going to go out there and I was going to, you know, focus on this new part of my career. And I did that for about 5 or 6 years before ultimately I ended up around 10 years ago, completely out of work with no prospects and nothing going on again. And I felt like, okay, well, this is an opportunity to work on something during this time. And it was at that point, that was when I started figuring out how to make a podcast. And so out of that failure, I ended up creating something which was ultimately going to be my full-time occupation now, doing this podcast. But it was never that in 2009, I had an idea that was, hey, I should start a podcast, and then ultimately one day that's going to be my job.
So what were the key things that helped you bounce back and get back into a positive groove after the All-Star failure?
After Survivor All-Stars, there was not, other than, you know, finding the next thing I was going to do there. I mean, there really wasn't much that I could really attribute that to. You know, I had just started dating my wife. You know, she was very helpful for me to be able to have, you know, look, everything has gone bad, but the one, you know, very positive thing that I have right now is this new relationship. And so that was a positive thing. Really, in the, you know, second time around where I was sort of down and out, when I ended up getting into podcasting, I started really doing a lot of self-development audiobooks at the time. And I always thought that that was sort of like mumbo jumbo, but I just downloaded like a bunch of different self-development audiobooks, just like pumping those into my head instead of, you know, just listening to, you know, podcast after podcast about, you know, fantasy football or comedy. And that stuff is fun. But I felt like that is a lot of like snack food. And then I felt like that if I was, you know, spending, you know, an hour or two a day listening to these self-development books, that was something that was really getting me thinking about goal setting and doing a lot of the work that needed to be done, which was ultimately going to put me in the direction to being able to, you know, build something.
So if someone asked you for one or two of those audiobooks to listen to, Which ones would you tell them to go with?
Well, I would point people to things like How to Win Friends and Influence People, I think is a really good one. Think and Grow Rich is probably the one that was overall the most impactful. I've probably gone back and listened to that like three or four times. What I would suggest, though, is like get a notebook and write down key things that they talk about in the books, because I think it's very easy to forget things. Like they all start to blend together after a while, and so they put you in like a good, like positive mind space. But it's a good thing to then, you know, have a notebook to be able to go back to and take away those key points that they're talking about in these books.
One final question, Rob. What's your one piece of advice for someone struggling to bounce back?
I would just try to find a goal. I think just having that new, skill or goal or thing that you're trying to do, and it does not need to be sort of pie in the sky, like big picture, figure out like what the purpose of your life is, but just like, okay, I want to accomplish this, and then put yourself on the road to accomplishing that thing. I think that that's a good way to get yourself out of a funk. And that's something that's worked for me, and your mileage may vary with that. But I think that when you're working towards something, I feel like that it's hard to focus as much on the things that are going wrong.
That was a beautiful way to sum that up. Just the power of a goal to help keep us focused and not distracted by problems that pop up. Rob, thank you for sharing your experience with us today. Thank you for sharing your bounce back journey. It was great talking to you.
Joe, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Bouncing Back. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcatcher to hear more inspiring stories like this one.